Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name is glorified by all that you do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may be channels of your love and your peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, Wednesday of the 26th week of Ordinary Time. And we're continuing in our readings. When we do the readings, we kind of skip around. We actually skip around. And so we were talking about, on Monday, the book of Job. And that was chapter 1. Then yesterday, which we didn't talk about because we're talking about St. Vincent de Paul, was at chapter 3. And now we're already over in chapter 9 because it skips around. Now, I'm wondering, and I kind of think this, if chapter 9 may have been an influence to Friedrich Nietzsche. And you might look at that and go, Father, those are two radically different messages. Friedrich Nietzsche, of course, taught that God is dead. And here we have Job, who in chapter 9 is talking about the greatness of God. But ironically enough, both of them talk about the greatness of God, except Nietzsche implies that God is dead, and how could this be because God is so big and great and everything else? And he was an atheist, so obviously he's kind of mocking God, but Job is not, and he's making it clear that God's wisdom is so much beyond us. And that's an important message we've got to understand, and this is something I don't think Nietzsche ever understood, but something we need to understand. By the way, Nietzsche, I must mispronounce his name. Nietzsche was actually the son of a pastor. I'm not making any comments about that, you know, implying anything, but just so you know, as much as he was this intense atheist, he was actually the son of a pastor. But he was talking about his intense, this is Job, talking about the intense wisdom of God, how it is impossible to argue in front of God. It's impossible to, as he says, should one wish to contend with him, he could not answer him once in a thousand times. God's wisdom is so much greater than ours. And so that's a powerful message, that's God's wisdom. And so when we look at that and we understand that, and this is what Job is understanding. So he is speaking from the context where everything is going wrong and people are coming up with explanations. Well, I'll tell you why it's going wrong because you're this, that, and the other thing. Obviously, if you were close to God, none of this would happen. And he's saying, no, you need to understand God is so much beyond our understanding, so much beyond our comprehension. And this is something that I think a lot of people don't understand. It's one of the reasons why I'm not an atheist. And I think Friedrich Nietzsche would be an example of someone who didn't understand that comprehension. By the way, I realized I should add something because I said, well, don't forget, Friedrich Nietzsche was the son of a pastor. I don't imply anything by it. Well, don't forget, priests don't get married. So you can say, well, he's the son of a pastor. Well, it wasn't the son of a priest. Yeah, because you don't get married. Hello. So I want you to understand that. I want to make it very clear that, again, I wasn't implying anything. But it was important because he became this really powerful atheist. But he came from a religious background. So in a sense did Marx, not to the same level, but definitely Nietzsche did. And so we see this, and we see this powerful reality where he's speaking. And they both talk about this incredible, infinite greatness of God. But Nietzsche in a mocking sense, but Job in a powerful sense. He also said yesterday, which we didn't cover because we were looking at St. Vincent de Paul, he said something along the lines of, you know, that the day that he had wished he was never born. He was another one who said he had wished he was never born. Never forget that statement in one form or another is all over the Bible, especially the Old Testament. All the prophets went through very difficult times, so much so that some of them and some of the greatest ones either wished they were never born or that the Lord would take them. So it's important to understand when you are, which is part of the lesson, which you, when you are living your faith and everything goes wrong, or all of a sudden your son is really difficult with you, or he's out of control, or everything else, and you're turning around and saying, how can this happen? And what is this all about? And how can this be the reality? I'm a faithful person. How can this happen? If your children are difficult for you and you're trying to do the best, do understand, or, you know, trying to do the best doesn't mean you're necessarily, you know, parent of the year. It's just you're trying to do what you can. Do understand that the difficult children that you have, don't look at them as a fruit of your actions, but that God has given you those children so that you, because he's calling you, he's giving you the grace to do your best for them. And they may not recognize this for many, many, many years, but that's one of the important things. One of the things, I might as well throw this in. I've done funerals where, I remember first time I did this was actually in St. Jerome's in Weymouth. But I've done funerals where you have, we'll say a father died, which is the case then. And, you know, there was the mother had already died, but the father died. And the children get up, who are now adult children, talk about how both their parents, and of course, at that point, the father who had just died, were just so wonderful to them and because of them. And they just do all this wonderful description of how wonderful their father was. And I always tell something, and I'm going to talk about what that is on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Austin. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, one of the things I was talking about is, you know, I'll do a funeral and we'll say the mother has died and now the father is there and they gave a tribute for the mother, but now they're, you know, obviously that was a different funeral, different time. I didn't end up doing it. And then they're giving a tribute to their father. And I obviously don't do this all the time, but I've done it in a few of them, say, you do not realize how blessed you are, because I've dealt with people from families of the mother in the, maybe there wasn't a father in the situation, or maybe there was a father who wasn't helpful, or maybe there was a father who was, had a drinking problem, or maybe there was a father who was just plain crooked. I had to deal with a situation of someone who, the father, stole all the children's IDs. Maybe there were those situations. Maybe the father wasn't helpful at all. Maybe the father, I knew I had a family that came to me that the father was given the money to buy a, the mother died, to buy a headstone for the mother and never did. And they had no idea where their mother was buried. Now, this was years ago, and it was Oaklawn Cemetery in Roslindale. I always remember them just with just fond thoughts. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I remember with fond thoughts the cemetery, but bear with me here. And I believe it was Joe. I believe the guy's name was Joe. Well, we went and spoke to him about this situation and very cooperative, anything we could help. Well, we arranged to make sure that there was a grave. It wasn't a stone, but it was these plaques. And it wasn't installed yet. And I walked over him, and this was probably, maybe it was March. And I says, Joe, you know, what's going on? Why isn't this installed yet? And what a great guy. He just sat down. He says, Father, you need to understand something. It's March. All this land right here it's like rock. You can't install it right now because they had to do some a little digging or something. He says, don't worry, we're going to install it, but we're going to install it in May. And I remembered that. And just the way he explained it to me, and he was just so wonderful. And we were able to get this plaque in for this, at that point, adult children who didn't even know where their mother was buried. So I've done those funerals where I've talked to people who are honoring their father and they're honoring their mother and everything. And I says, don't ever forget what you had here, because so many people have not had that. And so I'm saying that to you. Say you're having a hard time with your son, or you're having a hard time with your daughter, or something's going wrong. So, oh, you know, so-and-so doesn't have that problem down the street, but boy, the Lord has blessed you with those children to do the best you can, and make sure you're praying, if need be, fasting. I mean, don't overdo it in the fasting, but make sure you're praying, doing rosary every day, because the Lord has blessed you with them, even if they are the most difficult. I'll never forget a story I learned a long time ago. My mother used to boast of the woman who was super strict with her children. If they didn't toe the line, she made it clear, and she says, I should have been like that. And then something went wrong with one of her children, and the mother, we'll say, ended her own life. And my mother was shocked by that. And, of course, everyone was. But it was kind of like realizing, oh, wow. Yeah, you can take that, you better do what I say, too far. And you can take that person has perfect children, too far. And that's what happens. So know that the children that you are dealing with, if they are giving you a hard time, then don't curse that. The Lord has blessed you and will give you the strength and the wisdom to deal with them. And keep that in mind and make sure you are rooted in your prayers, especially your rosary and your other prayers. Keep that in mind. And we're looking at that in light of the reading from Job. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.